Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to this powerful broadcast today. Everyone who's tuned in from around the world, everyone who's here in our studio audience today, we welcome you to Your Turning Point. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, and today we're going to be talking about a very powerful subject, and it's called the power of unity. Unity is so very important, not only when we're talking about us being entrepreneurs, you know, in our businesses, but also in life, with everything that we do. You know, we have to embrace unity because there are keys that will, this is a main key, okay? One of the main keys, but then there are other keys that will change the way that you think. Change the way that you live once you embrace unity. So if you listen this morning, you have a sheet of paper and a pen right there, write that word down, unity. Unity is very important, and sometimes we take it for granted. We just want to operate just the way, you know, we think and, you know, how we go about doing things. But if we take time out and really look at that word, unity, we'll see that unity means oneness, where it takes the pressure off. It takes the stress off of, you know, what we're trying to go about and do in life. Many times, businesses or individuals or groups call us to do consultation for them. And sometimes they need to be put back into how they started, about reconnecting with their vision, reconnecting with their team. When we're talking about, you know, entrepreneurs and businesses and groups and different things of that nature. And a lot of times, the key that they're missing is that unity. Somehow, some way, they have drifted away from embracing unity in their daily operations. And it's something that's very important that we should never lose sight of, because it offers many benefits. And as we go through some of these things today, you'll begin to see. So that's what I tell you. If you have a piece of paper and a pen, just jot these things down. And you'll see that it will make a whole lot of difference in your life. We had this one company that we were, you know, helping. I went in there and I listened to the owners. I observed the daily business. I spent some time with them, you know, both listening and observing and seeing the interaction between their employees, their staff. And what I came away with was between the owners, there was no unity there. One would do one thing without consulting the other. And what I was looking at two people who were just at the brink of disaster. And it was it's a sad situation when you think about people that had a vision. Or have a vision, put it that way. And now they don't have that energy. They don't have that fire that they once had. And everything is just going by a daily routine. No, the husband didn't consult with the wife. The wife didn't consult with the husband. But they just were doing it their own way. And it brought much chaos into the business. not only were their lives scattered, but the people, their employees, their staff, their minds were also scattered. And it took us months to work with this establishment and point out different things and ideas and show them that if they did not come together in that unity, that oneness of mind, that their business was going to close. Hopefully, you know, they would keep their employees. But if not, and be able to show no, but if not, their business would be a disaster. Because that's what we saw. We saw nothing but a disaster. And like I said, they followed through. And they were able to get back up on their feet. But I'm going to tell you, it was touch and go. It was touch and go for weeks and weeks at a time. Because stubbornness, because of not yielding, because one thought that they knew better than the other. But those things can't be. Not even whether we're talking about business or whether we're talking about life itself. Even within ourselves, there are many people that don't even have unity within themselves, much less others or, you know, a business or whatever. They don't have unity within themselves because they think one way, they speak another way, and yet they act another way. But when you have that unity, you break through limitations because you're no longer limited to just one side or one way of doing things. Unity offers a variety of different ways that you could go about doing things. Now, why would you want to embrace that? A variety instead of just one way. You know, that's something that we do here at Turning Point in Richmond. I stress, okay, as the president, CEO, founder of Turning Point in Richmond, I stress unity. I stress teamwork because I recognize that where our mind is focused on our vision, on the vision, okay? To maintain excellence in what we do, to break through limitations, to maintain that fire that motivates not only the team, but motivates me to get up each and every morning, that I need the unity back with the volunteers to put projects together and do different things. We need that unity to keep going. And it offers, like I say, a variety. So, you know, we get together with staff, you know, from time to time when we're going to do projects and we're going to do these big outreaches or we're going to do these seminars. And even, you know, sometimes with our kids, we get together with them. They come by the office and we'll say, what do you think about such and such? And you'll be surprised with some of the things that they come out with. And we go from there because this is what people think. And we want to, you know, not have just our own ideas, but we want to know what people think. So we can hone in right there on a situation and be a solution for that situation. So that's why it's very important to maintain that unity. Because unity, it not only, you know, motivates you, it not only helps you to break through limitations and maintain excellence, but it gives you peace. It breeds peace. Just like I was telling you about this couple, they had no peace. They were stressed to the max. Stressed to the point of, you know, as he turns around, they will just give up. They were at that point. I'm going to tell you, the man had checked out. He just didn't care anymore. You know, after you pour all of your resources, all of the money, all of your, you know, energy into something and to just check out, you know, that just couldn't be. And we asked them, what do you want to happen here? Because it had to be their decision. Because if they didn't want to change, it would have been useless for us to go and pour out and to help them and to enlighten them. If it was going to remain the same, it would have been a waste of our time, just like it would have been a waste of their time. So when they made the decision that they wanted to salvage what they had and to get back on the right track, we began to pour out into them and help them and show them and enlighten them that this is what was happening. Unity is very important. Less stress. You're able to meet those deadlines. You're able to be more productive in life. It encourages you to do more. But when you're trying to do everything by yourself, you're risking burnout. That's why you see a lot of people, oh, I'm so burned out. Well, get the aid of somebody else. Come into unity with them. You know, share the responsibility. It's not hard. Why everything has to be, you know, kept where you have to do everything? Or if you don't do it, it won't get done. You have to change the way that you think in life. And share the responsibilities. And you'll see that you won't get burned out so easily. You won't be so tired that you're no longer energized. There's no fire there. You will see that you won't be so scattered. You sit down to do one thing. Your mind's not on that because you're thinking about something else that should be done. And after you do that day after day after day after day, that'll not only, you know, affect your business or your team or your group or whatever you're in, but it will begin to affect your health. Just going through the motions. Just like I said with the gentleman, just checked out and let the wife just do whatever. And she was stressed. She was major stressed. So embrace the power of unity. And you'll see that you'll be able to do things that you only imagine to do. If your vision is worth going for and maintaining and keeping for years and years to come, make a decision that allows for no turning back. And you'll see that it will change the way you think and the way you live. When you share responsibilities with others. So I hope that what you heard today, there's something in here that will change your life. Let us know how this broadcast, The Power of Unity, has opened up to you maybe something that you were doing has enlightened you to unload, to release those areas in your life that you have been just holding on to, trying to maintain. Drop us a line at turningpointenrichment@gmail.com and let us know what you have decided to continue on in whatever you're doing. So we've come to the end of this broadcast, and we thank everybody who has taken the time out of their busy schedule to be with us today. Until next week, this is your host, Gertrude Chapman. You've been listening to Your Turning Point. This is your time. This is your season. This is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.